street. So then why go on? All undecided holding me. I had to call up, enlighten me. Up until the way I sort out issues of dependency. I have been torn up with the right to be. And I'm hoping for the day you won't go belly side up on me. Upon a lie and hang my shit up out to dry. And so we're solving. Your mind's becoming open. I'll wait with your medicine until you come on over. I have been torn up with the right to be. And I'm hoping for the day side up on me. We'll be right back.
Jealousy, jealousy, I believe the way it's out, so slowly stuck on your side. don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes. Don't tell them to grow up.
Yeah. just longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Hello, kids.
Kia ora koutou.
Yeah. So it's interesting, actually. I would say that in New Zealand, I didn't really see, like, adults referring to people my age, like, early 20s as kids. Like, anybody. Like I feel like in the U.S., a lot of people refer to their friends as, like, kids.
Whereas, maybe I'm just weird. I'd say, let's go, kiddos. That's something I say quite often.
Yeah. Oh, no,
it also... I'm not like anyone else. What can I say? I'm an individual.
An independent thinker.
Individual.
Wow.
That's something my mother would say.
Speaking of,
she's listening.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for the wonderful compliment. You rock too, Joe. And also to my dad, Georgia is a natural. Who would have thought it was her first time on air? Groovy Georgia, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to Lauren as well. Thanks for tuning in.
What a babe.
How is she in your flat? Or is she still?
Yep, she's. So I live with Lauren. Yeah. And we're just about to move out, which is a little bit sad.
Well, if you're there,
to New Zealand.
It is sad. I like their flat. Say hi to the flat for me.
Mm.
If anyone else is around, say hi to them for me. If not, like, say hi to George's plants. Hope
they're
doing okay.
They're doing well. I FaceTimed Lauren the other day, and she showed me my plants. And I had to think about that one. And, yep, they're not dead. So
are they doing better than when you were there, maybe?
Actually, yeah. Sad, isn't it? It says a lot.
Yeah, but it says that you have a good choice in flatmates.
Exactly. They're so cool.
Ooh, I need to water my plant before we go back to New York.
That's a good idea.
So that it doesn't die.
Lauren's by herself in the flat, but
Well, say hi to the walls in the bathroom.
Nice.
Ooh, that bathroom.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So we just had a big long list of songs, didn't we?
Oh yeah, goodness. We had, oh, the song's almost over. I'm just gonna have to boop. Okay, yeah, so no, we had, where did it start? Here It Goes Again after Gimme 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 by ABBA. Here It Goes Again is by OK Go. Then we had Belly Side Up by Matt Corby, Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix, Chelsea Dagger by The Fratellis, Changes by David Bowie, Africa by Toto, and last but not least, Ricky on the Loose.
Ricky on the Loose.
By Laika and the Cosmonauts.
Nice.
Coming up next, a silly song.
I love them.
By the Knack.
Nice.
I think this is the one that Georgia started her day with. Thank courtesy of the Amazon Alexa. It's great. Just be like, Alexa, play me My Sharona.
Oh, Hey!
So we heard about a Chrysler being as big as a whale. But do you know what else is as big as a whale?
Well, sure beats me. Just kidding, it's whales.
Nice.
They're big ass.
They are.
Beached ass.
Beached ass, bro. And while we're talking about these beautiful creatures, all creatures are beautiful.
They are.
And did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And I find that this is so exciting. To start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, we'll send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google vegetarian starter kit and go to the Peter website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of Peter's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It'll guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. This is so good, you guys. So that's PETA.org. So this has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom and onion loving friends here at WMFO. I tried going vegan once.
Or twice.
A few times. And I was, you know, I planned. I'd made my meal plans. I do love my lentils and my chickpeas, you know. But I was very proud of myself. And then I sat down to have my breakfast and I was having an egg on toast. It was until I was about halfway through that I was just like, damn it. So, you know, kudos to our pals out there who are vegan and vegetarians. Like,
it takes a lot.
It does. And, yeah, good on them.
Good on you. So, earlier today, George and I were wondering what the whales are all talking about. I think that it's mostly dirty jokes and pickup lines, and also loving messages to friends and family, but mostly the first two. Like, I imagine that one was like, yo, you up? And that's, go away! but no, I think that there's also a good amount of like jokes, like maybe they, like, for all we know, that was just a limerick. Good one, whale.
What a clever guy.
Yeah, so and then there's the so actually, if you hear this exchange right here, wait for it. Hang on, not this bit. Starting right about, I mean, you'll hear it and it'll be obvious. No, it's not that. That? Right? And then the response.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So what just happened there, we had an exchange. It was a son asking his father, father, where do I come from? What am I? How is it that I have come into being? Thank you so much for being a wonderful whale, father. And his father replies, you're welcome.
Ah,
it's really funny in whale circles. I mean, it's one of the main things that they yell at each other about across the ocean.
I got a good one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Occurred just now is actually deeply personal, and we probably won't share that with you in case there's any children listening.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, so this is actually a solo whale. There's absolutely no discourse. It's just some whale like, hey, is there anybody out there? How you doing? And yeah. But, since we can't teach you whale songs, I don't have the vocal range for it. My dad said that I should have just gone with the version of the whale cum joke that he sent me, but I improvised, so excuse me. Let's talk about sign language.
Oh, yeah.
Get out your safety get out your goggles. Georgia, can you give us the New Zealand sign language for whale? Wow, that's a very good one. It involves some motion of the hands and a specific facial expression. New Zealand sign language is distinct from American sign language. So it's more than just an accent barrier. It is a language barrier in and of itself.
We use both hands, whereas American Sign Language, you mainly just have the one hand, right?
It looks something like this.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And my response would be...
I'm breathtaking. What poetry. Can you enlighten us as to the meaning of that wonderful that wonderful dance of motion and meaning?
Well, Max, I was merely
whale's going at
interpreting
it.
What the whale is saying.
Oh, yeah. Was some of it about a PB&J?
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool. Yeah. I could kind of tell.
With like a nice thick white bread.
It would probably get soggy.
The best way.
Saltwater PB&J. Do you guys have saltwater taffy in New Zealand?
What's taffy?
Oh,
like chewy caramel?
Yeah.
Salt water?
Yeah.
I mean, you can even get like salted caramels.
No, it's not salted, it's...
salt water.
I don't know how to describe it.
Do you guys do have that I do quite enjoy?
No. Yes, maybe.
Red Hot Cheetos. Oh my goodness. Those are dangerous. Don't let me near another bag of those.
I actually will attest to that. There's people have been sent to the hospital for eating them because they would eat them and then they would start like puking red stuff. It's not blood.
It's just
Cheeto dust and coloring. Yeah. Because it looks red and icky.
That's so not good.
No, not at all. So, this is another whale.
Bet his name's...
Terry.
Terry, I was thinking of Carl.
Well, I actually think it's two of them, so we might actually be... listening to different whales. One could be Terry, one could... I think that's definitely at least one. This one is slowed down solo whale. So, unless this is tower whales. Might... Anywho. This is Mellow Max, and I'm joined by Groovy Georgia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to this special winter break broadcast of highly recommended music that I recommend highly. And whoa,
yeah, yep. Oh, same, honestly. Oh, yeah. Good one.
What are they saying? So that's just wild whales.
What lovely creatures.
Yeah.
Let's put a song on. I think we're in need of it.
At the same time?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's
have a groove.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Here's to any listeners who may be doing Footloose with me, with MUSOC, the Musical Theatre Society at my university. Love you guys.
I hope there are whale songs as well.
So hot, my God. For what?
I'm gonna turn off the bye whales. Keep it swimmy. Chummy, keep it chummy. They're good chums. Don't chum whales.
No.
Feed them chum. Or do they eat krill?
Krill.
Plankton.
Tonight I gotta cut loose.
Foot loose.
Kick off your Sunday shoes. Please, Louise. Oh, who's Louise?
Who is Louise?
She's really good at pulling people up off their knees, though, apparently. And Jack. Loose your blues. Everybody cut foot loose. What a good song.
Yeah. When was the last time you yawned?
Right, yeah. Oh. If you yawned just now, we just had a shared experience and that was nice.
Give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. And let us know about your yawn. And let us know how it's gone. And that rhymes with yawn, right?
Kind of.
You try?
Yawn, gone.
What about gone and going?
Gone, going.
Gone. As a gun. Like the postcard I got on my wall.
Whoa.
You know, the one.
How you gone?
Yeah. Can you say that versus gone?
Gone. Gone.
Which one's weird? What about, like, peg and... Pig?
Pig and pig. Oh, sorry. This bit of the song. Footloose.
Foot feet.
Get your feet loose, kiddos.
Loosen them up.
Yeah, so New Zealand accents are a stupid thing.
I love them.
So you have like a grizzly bear. You might want to drink a cold beer with your friends, but maybe it's a bit chilly, so don't go beer.
So let's hear about the bear that likes to drink beer here while bear.